Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Izzy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland health experts have found a new synthetic opioid variant in vape liquids, which are being used to evade detection. Queensland police have claimed that criminals are lacing vape liquids with new variants of nitazene, even though regulations have been made to criminalise the use of these chemicals. Reports have found that one individual presented themselves to the emergency department after knowingly suffering from opioid withdrawal from vaping nitazenes.
NASA's Earth Observatory has released satellite images showing the scale of flooding in outback Queensland. More than 600 millimetres of rain, nearly double the yearly average, fell in some parts of the state's west. The Weather Bureau says dry conditions are on the way, but floodwater is predicted to linger for weeks.
In international news, a $4 million art installation projected to bring thousands of visitors to Victoria's northwest will open today on Lock Island in Mildura. The project is facing community criticism due to the price of tickets, which locals say are unaffordable. Mildura's Rural City Council said it's looking at special deals for locals along with community nights and exclusive offers.
South Australia's Gender Diversity Service did not refer almost two dozen children to a psychiatrist in line with government guidelines. The 22 children, aged between 11 to 18, were assessed by senior mental health clinicians before receiving treatment, but they were not assessed by psychiatrists. The head of the state's Women's and Children's Hospital, who apologised to families, has ordered a review.
In international news, Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown wants to make his country more independent of New Zealand. He said if New Zealand wanted a new agreement, then it shouldn't wind back the clock to the colonial era. New Zealand has said the move would be in breach of several agreements, one of which stood for 60 years.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers and light winds expected throughout the day. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.